This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Rain-induced disasters kill more than 100 people in the country. 41 people still unaccounted for. Prime Minister Sherbhadradewa makes on-site inspection of disaster-hit areas in far western province. Prime Minister Dewa directs local administrations and security bodies to expedite rescue and rehabilitation of the affected people. CBNEML to hold its National General Convention in Chitwan on 26th to 28th of November. And World Health Organization says COVID might have killed up to 180,000 health workers. Now the news in detail. Landslides, floods and inundation caused by unseasonal rainfall since Sunday has killed more than 100 people in the country. The Nepal police said that rain-induced disasters killed at least 60 people in province number 1, 31 people in far western province, 7 people in Karnali province, 2 people in Lumbini province and 1 person in Bagmati province. 41 people are still unaccounted for after they went missing in landslides, floods and inundation. As per the police update, 41 people have been injured in the calamities. Similarly, the disasters have displaced 1,177 families. The police said 2,232 houses were inundated, damaging 49 houses, 8 huts, 6 bridges and 2 government offices. The calamities have also killed 139 cattle. Prime Minister Sherbhadradewa made an on-site inspection of the flood and landslides affected areas in far western province yesterday. Following incessant rainfall since Sunday, far western province has witnessed a huge loss of lives, properties and infrastructures. Radio Nepal's Doti representative Nabarat Joshi said while having interaction with the local administration and security bodies, the Prime Minister directed all government departments to work for rescue and relief of the affected people. Meanwhile, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Prem Bahadur Ali has also vowed to deliver relief materials to the affected people as soon as possible. Likewise, Chief District Officer of Doti, Sankar Bahadur Bista, said the relief distribution would begin soon, saying the federal government had already announced the relief packages. Similarly, Prime Minister Sherbhadradewa reached Bajang and interacted with the officials there. According to Radio Nepal's Bajang reporter Satyaraj Singh, Prime Minister Dewa receiving a memorandum pledged to expedite rescue, relief and rehabilitation program. Likewise, the Prime Minister also reached Surkhet, Baitari and Dadeldhura and Kanchanpur districts for an on-site inspection of the damages caused by rain-induced disasters. After making on-site visits, the Prime Minister directed the local administrations to send the details of the damages incurred in agriculture and infrastructures immediately to the Home Ministry. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed sorrow over the loss of life and properties in the incidences of floods, landslides and inundation caused by rains at different parts of the country. The President has also extended condolences to the bereaved families. The President further urged all the bodies concerned to work in a coordinated manner for the relief, compensation and reconstruction efforts in the affected areas. CPNUML's Standing Committee meeting has changed the venue of the party's 10th National General Convention. The committee's meeting held in Lalitpur yesterday decided to hold the party's 10th National General Convention in Chitwan on 26th to 28th of November. Earlier, the party's general convention was set to be held in Butuwal. Party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said, yesterday's meeting also formed a 21-member management committee led by leader Ram Bahadur Thapa Badal. As shared by spokesperson Gyawali, the meeting also urged the government to provide relief packages to the disaster-hit people. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Astalak Lakshmi Shakye is set to seek vote of confidence in the Province Assembly on the 27th of October. Bagmati Province Assembly Speaker Sanu Kumar Srestha said the Province Assembly would vote on confidence motion on 27th of October. In the Province Assembly meeting yesterday, Chief Minister Shakye had forwarded the confidence motion urging all to vote for her for the defence of the Constitution and democracy. Meanwhile, the opposition alliance has forwarded Rajendra Pandey and as new chief minister in the province, calling the incumbent chief minister to clear the way. In the 109-member province assembly, the opposition alliance has 59 members. The CPN Maui Centre has finalised the chiefs of the party's various departments and foundations. Party spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Maharaj said the standing committee meeting held at the party office at Peristala had designated the leadership of the 32 departments and one foundation. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Karga has met the Israeli ambassador to Nepal, Hanan Goder, to discuss the bilateral ties between the two countries. In a meeting held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday, issues such as Israel's assistance to Nepal's agriculture and forestry sectors and employment for Nepali migrant workers in Israel, among other, were discussed. During the meeting, Israeli Ambassador Goder asked for Nepal's support to Israel in international and multilateral forums. The Ministry of Health and Population is going to administer vitamin A capsules to all children across the country in the coming week. Around 2.7 million children from 6 months to 59 months across the country would be given vitamin A capsule on October 24th and 25th under the National Vitamin A Program. The Ministry of Health and Population yesterday confirmed additional 545 cases of coronavirus infection in the country. Likewise, 726 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. As per the ministry's update, 8 people died of coronavirus yesterday, pushing total corona-related deaths in the country to 11,327. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The World Health Organization, WHO, has said that COVID has severely affected healthcare staff and may have killed between 80,000 to 180,000 healthcare workers. Healthcare workers must be prioritized for vaccine, WHO head Tedros said, and he criticized unfairness in the distribution of the vaccines. The deaths occurred between January 2020 and May of this year. Earlier, another senior WHO official warned the lack of vaccines could see the pandemic continue well into next year. There are an estimated 135 million health workers globally. The BBC cites leaked documents that India has lobbied that the Count could continue to use coal to power much of India for the next few decades. The documents show that India is one of the several countries that has been lobbying the UN against completely moving away from fossil fuels. At the COP26 climate summit in November, countries will be asked to commit to slashing greenhouse gas emissions. India is the world's third largest carbon emitter in the world after US and China. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of province number 1 and Gandaki province, and at one or two places of province number 2, Bagmati province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Far Western province. With this, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Rain-induced disasters kill more than 100 people in the country, 41 people still unaccounted for. Prime Minister Sharbhadra Dewa makes on-site inspection of disaster-hit areas in Far Western Province. Prime Minister Dewa directs local administrations and security bodies to expedite rescue and rehabilitation of the affected people. CPN UML to hold its National General Convention in Chitwan on 26th to 28th of November. And World Health Organization says COVID might have killed up to 180,000 health workers. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.